Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Opinions, they're going to come out of tomorrow night based on how it looks. I mean, just look at the conversation we just had. What if Kuminga doesn't get to 20 minutes? What if Steph Curry looks tired? What if Klay Thompson shoots poorly? And what if they lose while GP2 is in street clothes? What if the rookies shine? What if they don't? We've reached one of those moments. It's just like going to the 18th hole at the Masters tied, or pitching a game seven, you know, if your name's Clayton Kershaw or something like that. Like, all of these opinions potentially shading the entire offseason come down to one basketball game where, who knows, Harrison Barnes could get hot and score right. 39 points. Right. And that's it. That could end the season right there. And so I don't think that's dangerous because I don't think the Warriors will do that, but this is one of those moments. And it's kind of, it's fascinating because I think we should all admit it. You know, like, you sit there right now. If I asked you your opinion, forget the money for a second.
Right.
Do you think it's smart? Should the Warriors have Klay Thompson on the team next year or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could that opinion change just tomorrow night?
No.
Okay.
No.
No?
No, for me, it comes down to the money, though.
3 for 17.
Fine.
1 for 7 from three.
Clay is Clay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
For me, it is about the money. So it's hard for me to separate the idea from the money, because if Clay wants, you know, $30 million a year, then no. But if Clay can, you know, be satisfied with a contract that keeps them under the luxury tax and maybe allows them to sign somebody else, then yeah. I'd rather have Clay here than Clay be gone.
I'm with you.
Draymond's a different question.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, I would love for Draymond to be gone. Gone. Draymond, awesome. Draymond, go bye-bye.
That's the last interview he does with you.
Well, and the last interview he did with us was during the pandemic, which he did.
Oh, I know.
Because he was sponsored by Subway.
Got it.
So he has not come on the station, I don't think, since. And that was Steiny Guru and Dibs. But if they're going to be this team, 10 seed, 8 seed, 7 seed, whatever, I'm good with Draymond being somewhere else. I've had enough of Draymond Green being a Warrior and going through what we've gone through with Draymond Green. The last 2 years, Draymond Green has sabotaged. One with a punch, one with a choke, one with a flail. And so for me, it's a question of, you know, If you're not going to be that team anyway, I'd rather have a team that I enjoy watching, and I don't enjoy watching Draymond Green anymore.
He ruined 2 seasons in a row.
Basically.
If they lose this week.
Right, right.
Or maybe even if they didn't.
Exactly. Even if they win 2 games.
You feel that way.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, last year he created a certain situation with Jordan Poole that I think permeated the whole team. And, you know, this year he missed 20 games. So I mean, I don't know if you could say that he ruined two seasons, but he definitely made two seasons more difficult than they should have been.
I guess. I don't know. Sometimes I look at that one and it's a little, this is a little bit of like, the knife is sharp on both ends.
Right.
Right? Because it's like, he ruined this season because he wasn't there. But then the same person, if you're anti-Draymond, will line up all the times that he wasn't there and be like, look how well they play without you. Well, it's like, okay, if you play that well without him, then missing 20 games doesn't ruin the season. Or even if I just look at it at face value, you ruin the season because you weren't there. Well, that means that if you're not there, you're not good. So why would the Warriors want you not there? You know what I mean? That's the power that Draymond has always had.
Right.
The second you say, we got to move on from Draymond, you become a worse basketball team. And that's just true. That's why Steph has felt the way he's felt. It's why the organization has behaved the way they've behaved. It's unforgivable. But we forgive him.
Right. We forgive him again.
Yeah, it's and unforgivable. It's,
you but forgive we, him because he's but we under forgive contract. Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly but, right.
I mean, I look at the team this year, 46 wins. If he would have played all the games, aside from, you know, whatever injury and, you know, rest and whatnot, they probably would have 50 wins and they wouldn't be in the play-in. But because of him, they're in the play-in. So
I don't know, man. I, again, especially when you look at it this way, I think, is it five games separates the four seed to the 10 seed?
Right.
I think every single one of those teams right now, like you can hear, when the Sacramento, because now, of course, with this game being set up, a lot of those who cover the Kings have been coming on 95.7 The Game all day.
Right.
You can hear it from them. They all think the exact same thing we do. You know, if this, and then if that, right, and then right over here, and if I, right, and I carry the two, then the Kings would have been the five.
Right.
That's the way the if the Pelicans had just not laid an egg yesterday,
jeez,
they'd have been the six. They wouldn't even be in this tournament. But they are. So, I don't know. Sometimes I pause with the whole, like, the Warriors should be the five seed because they blew a lot of games. Yeah, they did. But blowing a lot of games is part of what you do when you're not worthy of being a top five seed. That's what happens.
Right.
That's why games are 48 minutes long.
Exactly. But I look at why they blew a lot of games, and I look at why they, you know, didn't have Draymond Green for a month or more, and it's because of his inability to control himself, and it's been a theme. It's been ongoing, and so I think about next year, and if I had a choice between yes, Clay, or no, and yes, Draymond, or no, it'd be yes, Clay, and no, Draymond. But I know Draymond would have to be traded, and that's wildly unlikely, but for now, it's focusing on Sacramento.
Yep.
They should win tomorrow. I mean, they should. Right? Should win tomorrow.
Well, we say that on paper. I can't really tell right you if they should have won a game until I watch the game.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to come out and say you should have won if, you know, two of Sacramento's three-point shooters go absolutely bananas.
Right.
Like, sorry. You know what I mean? When the Warriors went to play LA in LA the other night, like, should the Lakers have won? I don't know. I mean, you could argue that they should have, in that they lost by like 12 points, and the Warriors had a record-breaking number of three-pointers.
Right.
So if they just have a normal shooting game, the Lakers would have won that game. But I'll never say you should if people just absolutely go crazy. And that's
right
what is both nerve-wracking and totally beautiful about this play-in tournament. Like, I wonder if how many of you can do this. And I think, were they talking about this earlier? Guru was talking about, you know, like one word. What, how would you kind of describe? And a lot of people look at tomorrow night and you go, you're nervous.
Right.
I get that. Or do you see it from the other lens, which I guess maybe is more of a national lens? Dude, this is great
yeah
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The Western Conference is just absurd this year. And this is going to be great theater. And it's going to be that much more sort of
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Perished if the Warriors come out of this. This will be completely like the Warriors and the NBA have figured out an equation this year where if all they do is get to the first round, it'll be memorable.
Right.
You'll be like, remember when the Warriors made the first round? That was great. I made popcorn. It was really fun. They made the first round.
They made the first
round. They
made
and lost OKC in six, but it was great.
Yeah.
Like, it will be that if that happens. These, if there are two games this week, are going to absolutely be as tense as the NBA gives you.
Well, it'll be that for whoever makes it through the play-in. You
absolutely.
Know? For the two teams that make it through the play-in, you know, certainly the 7-8 loser, if they beat the 9-10 winner, it'll be, oh, wow, you know, we made it to the playoffs. But for me, it's bigger than that. And, you know, the Warriors, if they don't make it through this week and get into an actual series, we can ask hard questions about that when we need to ask them. But right now, I look at Tuesday, tomorrow, and I think this is one you should win. And yes, a team can get hot and you can be cold. And yes, one game, you never know. But on paper and even in actuality,
they're better than the Kings.
They
right
are
now.
Better than the Kings.
Right now.
Yes,
right now, exactly. They're better than the Kings.
No doubt.
And the Kings are still, they're less adorable this year, by the way. They're still adorable.
Why?
Because they don't have confidence this year.
Ooh.
You have
and
to understand.
It's not the first time, too.
No,
either.
But what was adorable last year was all their little, like, we're gonna.
Sure.
You're not gonna.
And the beam and all that. Yeah.
Like, they're so excited to be there. And now it's angsty again. It's like, right, we're hurt and we're the nine and we're the underdog and the refs. We hate the refs. Like, it's all the same thing that Kings fans have been saying for 40 years is what it sounds like. It's less adorable.
Right.
Last year was just so cute. People were in the street with beers and there were lights and they were just like, this is great. Yeah.
And they were the three seed too.
They were the three seed.
Yeah. It was like, wow, we might actually, no.
With two more wins than they got this year, where they're the nine seed.
Wow.
They were the three
two
seed.
Two more wins.
With 48 wins.
Jeez.
And
wow.
This year they've got 46, and they're barely in this dance.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Warriors had two more wins also, right?
No, the Warriors had two less last year.
Right.
Two more this year.
Yeah, that's my point.
But went backwards. They went from the 6 to the 10.
Yeah, with two more wins.
Yeah. That's what
crazy.
I mean. That's what I mean about the Western Conference. This is one to remember, and it's going to be the best play-in tournament that has ever happened, although is this year three?
Year four,
year
I think.
Year four?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
It'll be the best one ever. Like, this is... When Ye sat down and went, what do you think about this idea? When they did that 5 years ago, this was what they hoped would happen. This.
Not the East? With a 36-win Atlanta going up against 39-win Chicago?
Not as compelling.
No.
Not quite as compelling.
No.
But this, where you ended up with 10 teams that were clearly better than all of the other teams.
Even 11.
Right. Well, yes.
Houston was a 500 team.
500 team, but
they'd be the ninth seed in the East.
Right, but the rest, the 10 teams are 5 games clear of Houston.
Right.
So clearly you had 10 good teams. The records are all good. You've got great players. Like, just listen, the play-in tournament alone.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Look at the list, the Olympic team that you could build off of
on
these.
On play-in teams only.
Just the play-in.
Right?
just the Western Conference play-in, you could build an absolute Hall of Fame epic roster that would blow you away.
Right.
Easily, you could win a gold medal with players off of these four teams.
Ingram, Zion, LeBron, AD, Steph, Klay, Draymond.
Keep going.
De'Aaron.
Don't say Sabonis.
Well, he's not
American. He could be a bench warmer.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
He's not American.
Let's go to Ray in San Rafael. Ray, thank you for calling. We'd love to hear from you today. 888-957-9570. Hey, Ray, what are you doing?
Oh, you know, I was thinking about two things. One is the, remember that early season tournament? I forget what they even call it.
Oh, like, the mid-season?
The in-season. Yeah,
the in-season tournament.
IST.
In-season tournament. I mean, what are your thoughts on that these days? It's like, what was that, you know?
Do you remember who won?
I think, I don't know. Was it Denver?
No, it was not.
LeBron James.
Do you remember it was the Lakers, and do you remember who they beat?
Didn't they beat Sacramento?
No, that's incorrect as well.
New Orleans.
The New Orleans,
yeah.
That's right. It is an IST rematch.
It was Indiana. They beat Indiana.
No, you're right. They beat New Orleans and then Indiana. Yeah, New Orleans was in there too.
Come on.
It was the Indiana Pacers in the end. But anyway, it is an IST rematch tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And it is an Anthony Davis trade rematch tomorrow night. Pelicans and Lakers, you throw the records out. They don't like each other.
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram revenge game. Here we go.
Totally.
Yeah. Ray, did you have more?
The other thing was just you kind of see it in business these days, but fractional leadership, and you'll see that kind of what the war, like there's different parts of the season where people stood up, and I mean, carried the Warriors for a couple of weeks. That doesn't play into the, if that doesn't do well for, you know, into the playoffs. It's like, who are we at this point? But I think they're on the upswing, and if they can hit the right stride, they might go pretty far.
Ray, we'll see. I mean, that's got to be, there's one word right now that I've decided it's the mantra word for the Warriors for 2023-24. Ready? If.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with hope.
Nope.
If.
Every single sentence that you say has to start with an if phrase.
If Wiggins can play at the elite level,
they can go a long way.
If Klay can get hot from three,
they can go on a run.
If Steph can be an MVP Steph,
they're as good as anybody.
If Draymond cannot get thrown out.
Well, now that's funny.
Sorry.
But that's what you have to do.
No, you're right.
Right? And you're going to have to do it like 8 times in a row. Or just once. And the Kings will have more points than the Warriors tomorrow night.
No.
It's possible. It's absolutely possible. So how is this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.